Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about hypersonic bullets and planes and missiles. When you travel faster than the speed of sound, it creates a sonic boom. Well, what is a sonic boom? When air is being displaced faster than the speed of sound, it creates noise. When a jet engine is roaring, the roar is caused by the supersonic air hitting less than supersonic air. The stagnant air, the difference in speed, is what makes the difference. The difference in speed. So if you were traveling, let's say, 500 miles an hour, as long as the air is still, you're going less than the speed of sound. But the air, if the air was traveling at you at 500 miles an hour, and you're traveling at 500 miles an hour into the air, your relative speeds, being over 1,000 miles an hour, is well above the speed of sound. So you would create a sonic boom, even though neither one is traveling at more than the speed of sound. It's the relative speed that matters. So if you have a bullet traveling along at over the speed of sound, but built into the bullet is a small compressed air capsule that shoots out air sideways at slightly below the speed of sound, then the two air masses hitting each other at below the speed of sound would create no sonic boom. So, if you were to take a fine needle and shoot it at twice the speed of sound, because its tip is so small, it would create very small sonic boom. It wouldn't be massively loud, it would be a small crack. Well, if you were to take a bullet and put a needle tip on it and then curved grooves along the front edge of the bullet so that each groove is needle sharp, as the bullet spins, as it's traveling through the air, instead of having a solid front where it's creating a solid crack, a sonic boom as it's traveling, it creates several small sonic booms along the edges of that curved needle sharp edge. You'll get a much, much quieter supersonic bullet. Now, using that same technology for a supersonic aircraft, or a rocket, or a missile, if at the very front of it, you spray out air that is going slower than the speed of sound relative to the air outside, essentially you're shooting air backwards along the body of the airplane, then the few inches beyond that, you send out another wave of air that relative to the first wave of air is below the speed of sound. And you can do this several times so that each wave interacts with the previous wave at below the speed of sound, therefore not making a sonic boom. So as your airplane is traveling along, by it spraying out air at the leading edge or edges of the airplane, you can muffle or eliminate the sonic boom. So you can get supersonic aircraft traveling across land that doesn't make a sonic boom. And the same with rockets, or very, very loud rockets. That's because of the enormous amount of exhaust coming out of these, going at many times the speed of sound. But if you were to have baffles where more air was drawn in at each different layer slightly below the speed of sound of the previous layer. You could have exhaust coming out at 10 times the speed of sound, but as long as you have 20 layers of air between it and the stagnant air, you can muffle that down to it doesn't have any roar at all. So, we can make supersonic bullets and supersonic aircraft and missiles almost entirely silent by just wrapping them in air moving at different speeds. Thank you very much. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme. If, of course, you monetize this, I request 10%. Thank you very much.